I have to keep the phone lines open, all right? If you give this song is so... listen to the words of it. That's all I have to say. Give. Give. A lot of people out there need it, all right? Right after Miss Pat Dillon Moore.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. Streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like.
Beautiful song with the man himself, Gramps Morgan, and beautiful. That's all I have to add to that. It's still waiting on Miss P. Until she presents herself, let me see if I can find myself a little soca. I should play one of Nicholas' soca, you know, it's his birthday. Should I? I should. No, I won't. I will.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms.
No, this is Boom Boom Time, but it's because it's being played by Nicholas, so I'm giving him a taste until Pat comes on the phone.
Walking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
He likes to push up himself, you see. You ready? Emergency. I thought I heard Pat in the background. Emergency.
think I could handle all that, baby. Oh,
carry on, baby.
I don't think you could manage all that, baby. Oh, carry on. Carry on, baby.
This is DJ Nicholas in the mix. Carry you can on, catch baby. Him with us on Saturdays.
Carry on, carry on, carry on.
Touching a little soca music on Boom Boom Time.
When I shake it up, I shake it up, I shake it up. Oh, you like that, yeah. And when you bend it up, you bend it up, you bend it up, you bend it up, I like that, yeah. And when you give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, baby, I like that, yeah. And when you give me your leg up and you put it on the spot, I like that. You have me singing.
Finally found Patricia. We'll get back to the soca music if we can. Of course, you know, we're here to take care of you, the listeners. And on the line with us is Miss Patricia Dillon Moore with her special guest. Good afternoon to you.
Well, both. I'm telling you, you know what I want to say to my guest?
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous to tag team with you and just harass Howard Franklin Montgomery Carr. Welcome to CKUT, Tara Carr Smith.
Hello, hello. Thank you very much, Ms. Moore. Thank you, Dad. Hi, Montreal. I hope everyone is enjoying as much as we can be enjoying. How about we put it that way?
I think you have to just make life no matter how you get it.
Exactly.
I wanted to first tell the listeners, I know for a long time you've been a history buff, but why history? When did you get bitten and just throw yourself headfirst into this history living, if you will?
Well, I'm a first-generation Canadian. Mm. Daddy is from Jamaica. Mommy's from Trinidad. And I'm born and raised here in Montreal. And I think, as with a lot of first generations, yet we are straddling several worlds. Mm-hmm. You know, we are straddling the culture and the brought up sea of a West Indian household, and we're also straddling the world surrounding us, which is all of Canada, which is predominantly a British, Irish, Scotch, white country, quote unquote. Mm. And so when you do that, and when you have that straddling issue, which wasn't really an issue for me, but when you have to navigate those worlds, you look for things that link people together. And things that link people together, you have food, language, music, all of that ties up into history, you know? And I was always easily fascinated by the different links of civilization. For example, when mommy makes stewed chicken, I'm very partial to her stewed chicken. I love mommy's stewed chicken. Mm. Her stewed chicken tastes exactly like a particular chicken they make in Ethiopia.
Okay.
Why? How? When did that happen? That's always been my curiosity.
You know, the minute that you say that, it reminds me of bread.
Exactly.
I once worked on a project, promoting a project online at the National Film Board called Bread. And when you talk about bread and you go, what are the different breads off of the world?
Mm-hmm.
You are
mm-hmm.
right. We have more in common than we have in terms of differences.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's always fascinated me. It's important for me to know more about where I'm from so that I can pass it on to my children. Because I'm a firm believer, when you know where you're from, you know where you're going.
Also, too, nobody can take liberty with you.
Exactly.
And tell you who you are.
Exactly.
Because just too many times, particularly in the corporate workforce within a mm-hmm. Quebec context.
Yep. Exactly.
That too many times seeks to erase you. They
exactly.
want to tell you who you are based on who they assume, or
exactly.
want to believe who you are. Black History Month is now. And there, you know, every year it's a divisive thing because
mm-hmm.
people say, they gave us the shortest month when it's not leap year.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it was tied to the African agricultural year when Carter G. Woodson brought it. But we do know that for those who want to take the time to do better, it is a great time where you can learn more. Where do you sit on the whole Black History Month conversation? Because you're eating, consuming, breathing history all
right.
the time. So tell me where you sit.
The only thing that really gets under my skin when it comes to Black History Month is how it's taught in Canadian school.
Okay.
I firmly believe that people have to know there is such a thing as Black Canadian. I'm not talking about people like me who are children of immigrants, people like my parents who are immigrants. I am talking about real Black Canadians. The first police officer, female police officer in this country, was a Black woman out in Nova Scotia. You know, you have women like Marianne Chad, was a publisher of a newspaper at a time when women, let alone women of color, were doing things like that. There's Matthew DaCosta, who was the first liberated Black man to set foot in North America. These are names should be as common to Canadians as Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, etc.
I think when you go to Nova Scotia and you speak to families, for instance, I'm referring to people like Black Canadian filmmaker, producers, I'm seeing her, Juanita Peters,
mm-hmm.
and Sylvia Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia
mm-hmm.
Hamilton and Juanita Peters, they can trace their families back in Canada to
right.
1700s. And they
mm-hmm.
will tell you, when you go anywhere with them, this is this Peters, who is this branch, that branch, and
mm-hmm.
they go far, far back, tracing their lives.
Exactly, but it's not common. I went through the public school system here in Montreal. Ask me if in the month of February they mention any Black Canadians.
Well, they have been now.
They're doing it now. I think it has to be more enforced.
Yes, and certainly not when I was a child.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
They
exactly.
told me after we watched Roots, and I'll never forgive this because I was a small kid,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about it. There was no slavery here in Canada.
In Canada, that's
the
other thing,
Black
too.
Children.
Yes.
We were up in arms after Roots, right?
Yes.
And that is,
yeah.
But is it the school system responsibility to teach history?
Isn't
some of that our own individual responsibility to learn ourselves and to school our children?
Yes and no. The school has to teach how to learn history properly.
Mm.
I am very wary of people who pick and choose a historical narrative to suit their personal narrative.
Okay.
And I think a school, a proper history class, whether it's a broad Canadian history as a whole, whether the narrow, more narrow field of Quebec history, however you want to say, gives you the tools to learn how to decipher what is fake and what is false information, gives you the tools to question what is fake and what is false. For example, now if you were to say to a group of kids, oh, well, you know, there was no slavery in Canada, that's patently false, and they could prove it's patently false because they're given the tools to look up to see is that true or not.
Because when I plot things that happened to Indigenous Canadians and some of the results coming out of the Berlin Conference, I see that our histories are alike. Yes. What could you tell us about the Berlin Conference that would interest my listeners? Of course, we speak, of course, to the larger Black diaspora, but also to the entire listening audience.
For me, because from what if we're talking about the Berlin Conference of 1878, I'm going back way back in time. What it shows you is how people in power literally can slice and dice and make up people's entire countries, languages, and cultures. And we've seen this throughout Africa, the Scramble of Africa, where they draw fault lines amongst people who were friendly and now they have to be enemies because now they're two different countries. We've seen this with our Indigenous people, where they promise one group of people something if they support them, only for them to turn around and stab both Indigenous peoples in the back. So I think there is parallels between the Indigenous people and, you know, of all people of color who were either brought here or immigrated here, where you see how it's easy to dehumanize someone and make someone the other. You know, there's a reason why John A. MacDonald and his ilk are famous for saying things like, send these Indians to school so we can make them a man. Take away the savage to make him a man. Because it's easier
and
to control.
And he was married to a Jamaican woman.
Exactly. Well, this is it. Because they turn... the whole concept of race is mixed in with class, it's mixed in with politics, and this is why I love history, because history helps to explain, or at least helps see the overarching story of why you sit back and you're like, well, how could people be this way? And you see the patterns of history. You know, if you go all the way back, if you want to talk about the World War II history, the concentration camps, this is not a new invention of Hitler. These concentration camps were being done by the British in the South African War in the early 1900s. If you look at how Hitler was able to demonize an entire people, and you sit back and you wonder, well, how is that possible? Look what they did to Black people. These were people that were serving you food, but yet you couldn't drink from the same water fountain as they were. What was the logic there?
You know, now when we talk about nationalism, be it language nationalism and ethnic nationalism. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Anglophone community, for me, despite being distracted by the pandemic, and then we have our personal lives, because I'm going through my personal thing right now.
Of course.
But I still have to keep my eye on the ball with respect to our Anglophone rights that are about to become eroded as they decide to redo Bill 101, strengthen it or do whatever. See the federal government. Yes, everybody's beloved Trudeau lying down, rolling over, and screwing around with bilingualism and terms like that. And all of these things, for me, are constructs to continue to keep or hold on to political power and ruling class.
For sure.
Where do you see the parallels in nationalism, and what could we learn today so that those of us who form a minority within what they call the Anglophone, or what was the term they said? If you were a true Anglophone?
Historical Anglophone.
Historical
Anglophone, that's right.
Right. Where do you see parallels so that we can arm ourselves to watch for the pitfalls.
You cannot be complacent. You cannot be complacent. When people, I've often said this in talking with other people who always laugh, oh, Tao, you're so into politics, you know, politics. You have to be into politics because politics are into you. Your landlord cares about politics. The man making the decision whether or not you can be served in English cares about politics. We cannot be apathetic, you know. Nationalism plays on apathy, big time. We've seen this in the States where people are honestly surprised at what happened at the Capitol January 6th. They couldn't believe that grown people would charter planes, risk getting COVID to go and protest for a man who didn't care about them. But that man was spoon-feeding them for how many years about, you're the real American, you're the real American, you're the real... Nationalism, pride in your country is one thing. Very proud to be Canadian. Canada has succeeded in spite of its size, in spite of itself. However, that does not mean I cannot critique it. And when you critique policy, you have to then act upon that policy. You know, you can't just be complacent and just blindly check off a box or not press people on the issue.
And I personally
I think there's a danger. Sorry, to cut
go
you
on,
off.
Go on.
I think there's a big danger, and I see it in the news coverage on either side of the spectrum, whether you're for right, conservative, the furthest left, NDP, whatever, where we just kind of take things, we're so distracted by the pandemic, by what happened in the States or what's happening in the States or ABCD, that we get complacent. And I think sometimes we have to pressure our government and, you know, make a ruckus out east. I'm not going to name the tribe because the name has escaped me. They have been using social media to rile up other Canadians for these Indigenous people to protect their fishing rights. And they got it. They got that protection after how many years? We have so many means in front of us to educate, to advocate, that I think we can't be too lazy sometimes, you know? We have to really get involved in politics because politics is involved in you. We have to encourage our youth.
The stoking that Trump was doing and some of the stoking that's going on here within the Quebec context. And that's not to say that I do not understand, respect, and encourage to secure language rights, given the numbers and being a minority in a larger North American field. And I certainly believe in learning a language. I educated my child as such, but I'm seeing it ring parallel to some of the stuff.
Oh, very much so. Oh, yeah,
and we're not allowed to say that, but, you know.
Very much so. And I think similar to what we saw in the U.S., why people are drawn to that here in Quebec, the real Quebecers, if you want to, for lack of a better term, a lot of them are, it's fear. It's fear, you know. They, first of all, in the upper echelons of power, those with money, those who actually send their kids to English private schools, by the way, keep that in mind, please, while they deny their own people the same right, FYI. It's to hold on to power, obviously. If you can't tell someone that, oh, look how good my politics work. My policies have worked so well. Look how good my policies have worked. Instead, they rely on, well, you got to vote for us because, you know, les mots d'anglais are going to come and take over.
Yeah, it's fear-mongering.
100%. And I understand exactly where it's coming from because there's a whole new generation of French kids who they're proud to be from Quebec. They're proud of their language. They watch French movies. They read French books. They produce French music, great French music. It's good music, plain and simple. But at the same token, they're not going to be ignorant to the outside world. And they speak, some of them speak more than two languages, matter of factly. And they do so without hesitation. And I think that's a fear that drives a lot of these Dusush people to keep voting for policies that mess them up. And I think that's the same thing you see in the States. They vote against their self-interest out of sheer fear.
So now where I want to close is, let's bring it back home to Philly business, because sometimes I often say we don't want to jump down into settlers' politics. You know, pick your battles.
Yeah.
Where for Black history, Caribbean, or throughout the diaspora, what are some resources that you look to or you might be signed up on? Like, I mean, there's only so much Beaver, although I love the Beaver, the beaver.ca, the real Beaver, not the out on a Beaver, right? The history, Canada's history, because it is a known fact that less than 18% of Canadians know their history. So I can't imagine what it might be for the Black community. What are some of the places you cite?
I love, there's a British historian of, he's a Nigerian and British descent. His name is David Olusoga, Olusoga. Is a phenomenal historian. He's a broadcaster. He's made films for the BBC that have totally changed the way they teach history in the UK. And he has a book, I just actually have it on my desk right now, The Forgotten History of Blacks in Britain. And the parallels to Canadian history are wonderful. He's a great place to start because he does phenomenal research. And a lot of his research, which you could see in his footnotes, you can apply to Canadian Black history. Mm. So I would start with him. David Olusoga is phenomenal.
So now what I'm going to have you do, because I have to continue with Howard Frank and Montgomery Carr, on my Facebook, I tagged you when I said we're going on air. In the comments section, list some of the resources, and then I'll get it up on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page.
Excellent. Yep.
Well, kisses to your little boy, who I've always... I'm going to walk up to me and say, well, who is you? Kiss your lovely husband. We will have him on when he defends that thesis, February 22nd, because he's doing interesting work that I want to have here. And he has to come to Boom Boom Time first before he goes to West Indian River. I love the mix-up. And my darling, I love you. I miss you.
I miss you too, shiny laughter.
And we will continue to text offline and talk about certain people, but we're not calling no names.
Could you please come off of the people and radio station to tell you?
Oh, Howard, are you there?
No.
So very sorry.
Then your next big sister is in Toronto listening, eh?
Oh, hello.
Lisa Williams, right?
Miss Williams. Hi, Lisa.
We're going to make a little... We love Uncle Stretch WhatsApp group, which you will lead, okay, darling?
Okay. Montreal, take care. Be safe. We're at the light. I think we're near the light. Fingers crossed. And I just want to wish everyone a wonderful week. And thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. You can come anytime.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, don't be telling her that. No, you can't get rid of her and thing, you know, I mean.
You know, that's all right. I left me and my little baby sister. That's Tara Carr Smith. Literally grew up at the station, but at home. And I should have said formally to her, thank you for lending Dad to community and radio for so long. He's an international treasure.
Mina, I have no choice.
Danny dear, we're going to talk about that in the chat room.
Take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Yeah, you know, she have language.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my daughter's. Two of them are trouble. Live in trouble.
Whatever.
Come on, five people on radio. And do
not come back.
Goodbye. That's Madam Pat Dillon Moore, along with Tara Carr Smith. I'm sure her husband was there listening. He's a real, like a mama. No, I'm only kidding. My son-in-law is a smart cookie, and he's annoying too. But he's sitting for his thesis, and sometime I wonder if they made a deal, Tara and her husband. Because, you know, Tara was up to do her PhD, and then she met this guy, and the P and the H and the D went somewhere else. And now, I think the agreement was, I will have two of the sweetest little boys you'll ever find, and you will get your PhD. So that's what's happening now. The man is getting his PhD, and she has given me two of the greatest, sweetest. You know, I have a friend, 2020. A lot of you know him, DJ 2020. He and I were talking one night in a party somewhere. I don't know. We were standing outside, and he said something about his grandkid. And I said, you know, my daughter is about to have her first baby. And he said to me, and I'll never forget that. He says, Stretch, let me tell you something. You will never, never find what love is like until you have grandkids. And it's so true. And I'm grateful for that. So I want to thank you all. I'm not here to chat as usual. You know, Stretch could chat. But, you know, after this, I think the Grenadians have a program on Zoom. I'm going to try and find it and watch them for an hour or so. There's so many things happening, folks, that we really don't know. All right, so we're going to wrap it up for the next half an hour or so. And we're going to pay tribute to the man himself, all right? Some people ask me if I knew Bob Marley. Sure, I met him. We crossed paths with the band business and so forth and so forth. And everybody that has called me to tell me about Roger Stephan and the interview yesterday, how they enjoyed it. Although I was having some problems like I did today, I gotta get Nicholas out here. No, I don't want him around me. He's a troublemaker. No, I'm only kidding. That's my DJ Nicholas. He sets up the computers and all that. All right, so 5:32 in the p.m. hours of beautiful, beautiful Montreal, Quebec, Canada. You know, I wanted to talk about that young lady who lost her life in Trinidad and Tobago. But one thing I want to say, I don't know, and I'm judging, but for what I saw on the internet where they threw this young lady's body and this guy driving in a car and he looked down there and he saw, no, I think they should question him some more because you couldn't see anything from the road. If we hold on together, I'll see my dreams belong to you. Shut up, Stretch, and come out for the people on radio. Both you see. We got to get into the mix. Compliments of Bob Marley. This youth rule the world. Thank you, Roger. Enjoyed that interview with you yesterday. And those of you who want to, as I was asked by a young lady, go always, all programs, not only this one, not only West Indian Rhythm, but all programs are on the net. And just go to ckut.ca. And if you want to listen to from 6 to 7, you go to 6 to 7, 4 to 3, 4 to 5. You know, you can choose it. All right, so here we go. Bob Marley mix taking us up to the 6 o'clock hour. Yes, sir, I remember this. When that band came out on the stage and they sounded like the record. Let me touch it, Bobby. Oh, God. Hear that? Hear that, hear that, hear that, hear that. What? I do miss live music. Take it back from the top. Bob Marley and his Wailers. Wailing Wailers. Happy birthday, Tony Carr. You know your brother loves you, all right? I'm checking you out tonight at 10 o'clock on WPFW in Washington, D.C. I hope I get it right this time. I want to thank my friend Bobby from Washington to sending me this mix. telling you, the tears. To watch this artist, it's a lot of tears. Sister P, you there?
Ah, darling. It's been a heck of a couple of weeks.
I'm telling you.
I remember back in the 90s, we would play this song during the terrible times when mothers were losing their sons to black-on-black violence as well as police violence. But now some of us are at the age where we're burying parents, but then we're also burying our life partners and husbands and wives. And so I hear this song and my heart goes out to the Boyce family, in particular the wife of Sylvester Boyce, who lost, I hate to say lost, but whose father took him home gently earlier this week. Cheryl Terrell, girl, I know I got you. We got you. I want to send condolences to all of Montreal, really, because Sylvester was such a beloved one. He was a fab big brother. Oh, Wanda. I believe he's older than St. Clair. He's Margaret's little brother. And I know there are other voices who I don't know. He's recently pre-deceased by his mother earlier, a couple months ago. And I just really, really feel it, feel this one, because the Boyce family, we're going back to when I in grade 2 and 3 and 4, right? When we were all riding bike around Mackenzie King Park and up and down Victoria Street and Linton and the Cotre and just Cote St. Catherine. Our lives were intertwined, and a formidable family where all of the children turned out well, and he turned out well. And he's a beloved person, really, really beloved. So to his children and his partner, his best buddy, Jimmy Thompson, and all of the Thompson brothers, on behalf of Boom Boom Time, my heartfelt condolences. Sly, me where me I go do? Look like me I forgot to start cause Jimmy Thompson or St. Clair Boyce, because whenever me and Sylvester meet, before we hug and kiss, it's tress and cut eye. Oh, but it was our love. I love you dearly. Rest in power, my mighty brother. You mean the music there, Stretch? Stretch of the music I carry me through, you know?
I understand, me love. No problem. No problem.
You've been my rock with the music and the text and everything. And I do want to thank everybody. It's been a hard time for many people. Sylvester will have a final memorial later this spring, and there will be a private service due to COVID. Likewise, my mother, Millicent Jackson Dillon.
Yes.
We'll be laying her to rest on Friday in a private family service. For those of you wanting to look at the obituary, please log on to Urgel. G. Cotillies, look under her maiden name, Jackson, Millicent Jackson, for the particulars for her going home ceremony.
We will.
Stretch.
Take
care. Them some music, may I try to keep up myself? And thank everybody who has been supporting both families. And, of course, the Glen 9th floor. Thank you, thank you.
Take it easy, Pat. Be strong.
I'm watching you, sir.
All right, my dear. Right into sun one. folks, it's not easy. Two, three of her mom and two of her friends. It's not easy, but stay strong.
Yes. let's do it a little by little.
Seno.
Oh, what a rat race.
Before I forget, next week, Saturday, on West Indian Rhythms, the first hour, we'll be having some black businesses visiting us, and it will be on Zoom. And we will be doing our thing, all right? We're going to believe in you, but before we do, I have one request. With this show and West Indian Rhythms, is a lot of requests. You got to put in your requests early in the show, please, so we can do it for you, all right? Play me a Celine Dion. I will play you a Celine Dion, because this is what we're here for. This is Think Twice. Beautiful voice of Miss Celine Dion, standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. On Boom Boom Time, as we say, good afternoon to you. And don't let your actions, you know, just you do make sure your actions are not the pain to cause pain of others. All right. This is Miss Celine Dion. Love music on BBT next week. Sister P just texts me that. Let me rewind this and just shut up so you can enjoy it. Don't let your actions be the pain of others, all right? Just be good. Boom Boom Time. Your station. CKUT.
Don't think I can't feel that there's something wrong. You've been the sweetest part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distant light. And you and I know there'll be a storm tonight. This is getting serious. Are you thinking about you or us? Don't say what you're about to say. Look back before you leave my life. Be sure before you close that. Before you roll those dice, baby, think twice. Oh, baby, think twice. For the sake of our love, for the memory, for the fire and the faith that was you.
A minute to go. On behalf of Sister P, Miss Storm, good old hubby, think twice before you go. Until next week, same time, we'll be playing much more love music. Love songs are back again. Take care. Keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, namaskar, sat sri akal, bonjour, good evening everyone. You are listening to 90.3 FM CKUT and this is Desi Beats. Ji haan dosto, aapki har Sunday evening ko gulzar karne ke liye lijiye aa chuka hai Desi Beats, and today Desi Beats will be presenting to you the first February program of 2021. So how's everyone doing? I wish and hope and pray that your winters are going well and then this year is shaping up good for you. Today I've chosen some songs from the Tamil songs, and then there are some songs from the regional languages, and I hope that the playlist that I'm curating for you this evening, you will like it. दोस्तों मेरा नाम है अंबिका माय नेम इज अंबिका एंड आई विल बी प्रेजेंटिंग दीज सॉन्ग्स टू यू दिस इवनिंग ऑल्सो होपिंग दैट एवरीवन इज making good, doing good in the year. I know that things have not been so good, but they're beginning to look good, right? So here's wishing everyone a very, very happy Sunday evening and a fantastic week.